Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming to the program author John William Law, and he is the author of Hitchcockian. Before I bring in today's guest, a quick reminder that selected interviews are available at our website, as well as on major platforms like Amazon Music, Spotify, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and many more. John, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
I am in San Francisco. I am a writer. I've been writing for 25, 30 years, I guess, and started as a journalist and evolved into books and write mostly about film history and celebrities, film type topics.
So tell us about your book.
The new book, the current book, this is due out. I don't know when this is airing, but it'll be out in the summer, fall time, end of August, in September, October, I guess the fall. Hitchcockian is really a collection of backstories behind films that were actually not directed by Hitchcock, but many of them held the same elements of filmmaking and storytelling. And people oftentimes can confuse and think the fact that Hitchcock actually directed them. And some of the films were made while he was alive, and some of the films were made after he stopped making films or passed away.
Now, who did you write your book for specifically? Who's your target audience here?
I think most of my books tend to be written for people who are sort of cinephiles and, you know, people who are interested in film and classic films and, you know, the history behind the scenes of motion pictures and that type of stuff. So I've been writing about the same topic for many years. And I think the people that, you know, if you're interested in kind of classic movies and you're interested in sort of what went on behind the making of them and those kinds of stories, that's sort of the audience of people that I tend to write for.
So could you say there's any type of central message or perhaps underlying theme that you would say runs throughout your book?
I try to go behind films to tell the story behind their making, but I also apply that to what makes a Hitchcockian tale. So in this book, for instance, the book's not really about Hitchcock. So I try to explain to people that it's, if you're looking for a book on Hitchcock, that's not what this is. Although Hitchcock is definitely a presence in it because Hitchcock is a filmmaker. He was sort of, you know, probably one of the best known or most successful and prolific directors of the 20th century. And, you know, so much so that, you know, reviewers and critics coined this sort of phrase, this Hitchcockian concept of films that became associated with his own films, but also became associated with many other films that weren't directed by him. And, you know, that's pretty rare for a film director to sort of be, you know, intrinsically tied to a whole bunch of movies that he actually had nothing to do with. And I think that's sort of, you know, the kind of idea behind the book and what inspired and, you know, the message to it.
So if you had to choose, what would you say is the single most important idea or concept you're sharing in your book that's really going to add value to the reader's life?
I hope that the book opens people's minds and ideas toward films that they may have never seen. You know, most of my work, a lot of my work, in fact, is trying to introduce new subjects to people that maybe they didn't know about. So if they are aware of Hitchcock and know, you know, some of his films like Rear Window or Psycho or The Birds or, you know, Vertigo and all of those kind of classic motion pictures, they may not be aware of a lot of these other films that hold a lot of the same elements and same level of interest that might draw people in. And I think when I talk to people about these types of films, a lot of times a lot of people are sort of fascinated by the idea that they'd never heard of this film or never knew that it even existed. And I think if people sort of, you know, turn around and actually look at some of these films, I think that's sort of my main sort of goal and hope is to extend the interest in these types of stories.
So if you were asked to compare your book with any book out there we might already be familiar with, which book would it be and why?
Again, if I look at my own work, so I do different types of books. So some of the books I do are very focused on one specific subject. So I might do a book on a movie star, someone like a Bette Davis or a Montgomery Clift or something like that. But I also do these sort of collection stories occasionally in between those books because these books have sort of a different process and are sort of nice to pull together. And so this book, similar to, I did a book in 2018 on Hitchcock, actually. It was called The Lost Hitchcocks. It contained a collection of stories that Hitchcock almost made that he didn't actually film for one reason or another. And so the idea of that book was to really look at Hitchcock as a filmmaker, but then look at the films that he didn't film to sort of see if there was, they sort of almost tell this as much a story about the man and the work and the process as the films that he did make. And so this book is sort of similar in that way because it's telling the same type of idea, but it's actually, again, to films that Hitchcock didn't make. And in fact, he had almost, you know, no hand in. I mean, I think there may be one story in the book, I think, where I touch on a film that actually Hitchcock almost made that he didn't and was made by another filmmaker. So that is sort of one of the stories that sort of overlaps between both books.
So is it difficult writing about well-known figures or historical subjects?
It can be. I mean, I think the challenge for, certainly for me usually, is that when you write about well-known figures and certainly celebrities and people from sort of Hollywood's kind of glory days and then past the golden age of Hollywood, a lot of times these characters and figures have been talked about before and written about before. When you talk about people like Alfred Hitchcock or John Wayne or Marilyn Monroe or Betty Davis or Joan Crawford or Montgomery Clift, oftentimes there are a number of books about them. When I come at it, I really ask myself two questions. One is, you know, do I feel like I have a unique sort of angle here, a story? So I try and come at the topic from a different angle that maybe no other writer has come at from. And that actually presents your first challenge. I think if you can do that and come up with the idea and then do your research and you think you actually have a unique story here to tell, then you've got sort of the first, you know, stab at success here. And then after that, then I tend to ask myself the question of, you know, if I weren't to write this book, but someone else did, would I want to read it? And that's usually, if I can answer both of those questions sort of in the positive, then I sort of feel like, you know, I've got an angle. But when you're writing about these people, you know, it's a double-edged sword, because on the one hand, with someone like Alfred Hitchcock, for example, there's so much material and wealth of information out there on him. And so that actually aids you in sort of your research, which is great. But at the same time, it's also a challenge because you want to make sure that you're doing something that's sort of new to the entering into the sort of, you know, collection of stories about this type of person or this filmmaker or this topic.
So where did the idea for this book come from?
This book, interestingly enough, I'm actually working on another book. He mentioned I've done two books on Alfred Hitchcock already, and I have a third that I've been researching. And so during the research of that project, I also have another book that's coming out next year, which is on another filmmaker, which is a guy by the name of William Castle. And researching both of those projects and working on them, sort of overlapping at times, I sort of started thinking about all these films, because William Castle is one of the chapters in the book, is actually a story from that filmmaker, because he actually, in a lot of ways, admired and copied Hitchcock. And so that sort of spurned the idea of me, or at least generated the idea of me, sort of looking into this topic of these types of films that had sort of a Hitchcock slant to them, but actually were not even touched by Hitchcock. And so they kind of came up in a lot of my research, but they didn't really fit into either of those books. So I sort of thought that maybe there was an idea here to do something unique.
So how much research is involved in a book like this?
It can really vary. So again, when I do books on people, you know, well-known figures and sort of subjects like an Alfred Hitchcock or William Castle, for instance, then I'm putting in a huge amount of research. So it takes a really long time for me to do those projects. And those projects can actually go on for years. I mean, I worked on one project, you know, for something like 10 years. So this book, you know, fortunately, these collections of stories oftentimes are a little bit easier to kind of pull together, because oftentimes I can leverage pieces of content and information from other things I've written. So this book, for instance, I was able to kind of take, again, one story out of the Hitchcock's book that I did in 2018. I also pulled a chapter out of another book I did on Lana Turner on a film that she made, another film that Doris Day did from some writing work I did there. And so I was able to sort of collect those stories, and that sort of helped kind of build out the structure of the book with some of the key chapters. But then at the same time, I then took a whole collection of these other stories on movies like Experiment in Terror or Don't Look Now and some other movies that were sort of Hitchcockian like, but that I never researched to cover it. So I was able to sort of research those. So the research piece of it, you know, was aided in that sort of history of all the work that I've done in the past.
Now, you've been involved in books, of course, podcasts, documentaries about film history. What's the difference in your approach to each one of those?
Yeah, it can vary again every time. I think every book is a little different. So the process for books, but it's fairly similar. I think the challenge or the difference for me would be when I'm writing books, it's a much more solitary activity. I feel like I'm sort of focused and I'm the sort of soul, you know, kind of being invested in this project, and I'm writing it and researching it. It's not until later on when you're bringing in people to sort of do editing or production work or building a cover design or doing those kinds of marketing type activities that you sort of engage in a collected effort. With the film projects I've been involved in, and to some extent, largely extent, the podcast work, then you tend to be much more involved with a collaborative sort of activity. So I'm working with, you know, with directors and producers and other filmmakers and people like that. And for me, it's usually I'm sort of the voice and the sole focus behind the creation of a book. But with a film type project, usually you're sort of brought in as one of many people. So you're sort of, you know, focused on doing your sort of piece of the project rather than the whole thing.
What makes your book relevant today?
I think that Hitchcock is still relevant today. I think that's the thing that I found interesting in research the book, and I talk about it in the latter part of the book, is a lot of the films that are sort of more current and more modern that are still coming out. And I still see releases or reviews and commentary in places where people talk about a new film and they throw out the word Hitchcockian, that he's still sort of in the common vernacular in such a way that people are still tying films that are coming out today, you know, 40 years, so nearly 40 years after his death, that, you know, they're still saying, you know, these films are sort of, you know, paying an homage to Alfred Hitchcock. So I think that part of it is one of the, you know, kind of key things that I sort of makes the book sort of still relevant to people today. And his films are still resonate today, and they're still viewed on movie screens and coming out in discs, in Blu-ray discs and 4K versions and digital releases and all that stuff. So I think there's still a lot of interest in these sort of filmmakers of the past.
So how would you describe your writing style?
I was a reporter, so you sort of get into sort of a frame of mind, and you're sort of trained as a reporter. You sort of go in and you have to sort of get all the facts up front and sort of narrate the story as close to the facts as possible. But you also are forced to sort of write in a very brief way so that you can sort of, basically it used to be that when you'd put things into a newspaper, they would sort of cut from the bottom. They only had so much space on a page, and they would sort of edit your story down. So you had to get all your facts up straight and sort of get them at the top of the story to know that if they had to cut, they were going to lose the back part of the story. So I tended to sort of write in a very lean fashion for a really long time. And I had to really work hard to sort of build out that narrative story piece of it, where you can sort of tell stories. And I think I've learned a lot over the years doing that. But that sort of journalist piece of it, you know, writing nonfiction, it forces you into sort of it's a different mindset than writing sort of like fiction work, where you're sort of, you know, your imagination is sort of open and you can sort of create a story entirely on in and of itself. Whereas with nonfiction, you're sort of having to focus on kind of keeping yourself grounded in the actual facts behind the story.
So what part of your book would you say you personally like best?
Personally like best. This one's interesting, but I guess I would say the latter part of the book. You know, again, the book sort of introduces the topic of Hitchcockian, and then it goes into a series of films. So each chapter is a different film. So it's sort of an entirely unique kind of piece that you could sort of rearrange them and reorder them, and it wouldn't matter. The back of the book, I really kind of go into sort of, you know, all these other kind of films in the list. I didn't sort of fill out as kind of full stories, but I did collectively pull together all this sort of newer films and films that I didn't cover that sort of came out after Hitchcock's, you know, passing, you know, and he stopped making films. I found those were sort of interesting, that there are still movies today, again, that people are making that sort of still tie to either their remakes, or they're loosely tied to, or they're similar to, or they're, you know, the director was inspired by in some way. And so you could sort of, that part of the book was sort of interesting to me.
So in your opinion, who should buy your book?
I think if you're interested in Hitchcock, I think you will like the book. I like to think, and I hope that people would be open to the idea that there may be films that they're not aware of, that they've never seen, that might, you know, inspire and interest them the same way that a Hitchcock classic would. There's so many films out there that are noted as classics, and everyone should see Psycho or Rear Window or some of these other Gone with the Winds and Casablanca's. But there's also a lot of these other sort of hidden films that people don't know as much about, you know, things like Experiment in Terror or The Prophet. And so some of these kind of little movies that sort of have these kind of interesting kind of, you know, film experiences that I think are there. So I think if people are interested in that idea and like film, like watching classic movies for those types of ideas and getting inspired by new films from recommendations from people, I think this is the sort of book that they might like.
Do you have a website?
I don't really have a direct personal website that I maintain. The publisher's website is www.aplombpublishing.com. They are the publisher of most of my books now. I've worked with some other publishers in the past, but I think everything I'm doing now in the film kind of space tends to be kind of through them. So that's probably the best place to kind of explore some of the books that I've done and books like this.
Well, this has been just great. Our guest today has been John William Law, and he's the author of Hitchcockian. John, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. Go out there, buy the book today, and please share this interview with your friends so they too have the opportunity to discover our guests and their work. The Author Show can be accessed at any time at theauthorshow.com, and whether you're an author who'd like to be featured or a reader in search of new books to read, The Author Show is a great place to start. Check us daily as we continue to introduce wonderful authors of very interesting books on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.